Antonio Brown met with the Saints, the Falcons are bringing back their GM and coach, and your Friday injury roundup. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Friday, December 27th. Antonio Brown has been in the headlines all season, but this morning was the first time he made news for actually working out for a team. AB has been a free agent since he was released by the Patriots in late September after playing just one game in New England. This morning, he posted photos and videos on Instagram showing him signing a workout waiver and in the Saints facility. Adam Schefter reports that the league has not finished its investigation into Brown's off-field issues, which includes sexual misconduct allegations originally brought to light in a Sports Illustrated report earlier this year. It's still not known whether Brown would be suspended, or for how long, or even when the NFL's investigation will conclude. Brown could end up on the commissioner's exempt list if he signs with the team before that investigation wraps up, so you shouldn't expect to see the star receiver take the field for the Saints in the playoffs. But the fact that he worked out for the Saints makes it seem more likely he could catch on somewhere for 2020. The Saints are doing their due diligence at wide receiver, and Schefter reports they also worked out former Redskins receiver Maurice Harris. Head coach Sean Payton said, "We worked them out, gave them physicals, mainly doing our due diligence on all those players. But they are not signing anyone at this time." Also per Schefter, Brown's agent Drew Rosenhaus joined him on the trip, and he said, quote, "Antonio had a very good visit today, and we will continue our discussions with the Saints." Falcons owner Arthur Blank announced today that GM Thomas Dimitroff and head coach Dan Quinn will return in 2020. Both were widely viewed to be in danger of losing their jobs when the Falcons started 1-7. But after going 5-2 since the bye, with wins over the Niners and Saints, and a chance to finish 7-9, the team has apparently done enough to save their jobs. The team also announced that Raheem Morris has been named defensive coordinator for 2020. Quinn had been filling the defensive coordinator duties, with Morris first serving as wide receivers coach, then secondary coach for the second half of this season. Dimitroff has been with the Falcons for 12 years. Quinn is in his fifth season with Atlanta, including that Super Bowl season in 2016. And now for your Friday injury roundup. Raiders running back Josh Jacobs is unlikely to play Sunday. He's dealing with a skin infection and shoulder injury. The Raiders have an outside shot at making the playoffs with a win over the Broncos and lots of help. The Eagles can clinch the NFC East with a win over the Giants on Sunday, and they are expected to have running back Jordan Howard back for the first time since Week 9. But tight end Zach Ertz is out after fracturing a rib last week against the Cowboys. Steelers running back James Conner will miss another game with a thigh bruise in Pittsburgh's must-win game against Baltimore, and center Marquise Pouncey has also been ruled out of that game. The Vikings have ruled out running back Dalvin Cook with his chest and shoulder issues. Backup Alexander Mattison is questionable with an ankle injury, but remember that the Vikings are locked into the sixth seed no matter what happens against Chicago. Packers running back Jamal Williams will miss Sunday's game against the Lions with a shoulder injury, and Texans receiver Will Fuller will miss another game with a groin injury. And for some non-playoff contenders, the Panthers have ruled out DJ Moore and Shaq Thompson, the Redskins have ruled out Terry McLaurin and Landon Collins, and Cardinals QB Kyler Murray will be a game-time decision. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.